This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. It's one thing when a pundit says the super committee might fail. It's quite another when one of the supers says it himself. A 50-50 chance that Congress will trigger the doomsday scenario on the budget. You'll get better odds on the Raiders, folks. It's Friday, November 18th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
One of the 12 super committee people joins us in just a minute. Representative James Clyburn can explain what's going on behind those closed doors. And later this hour, Anita Hill talks about her new book, 20 Years Since Clarence Thomas Hearings, and also How to Find Home. But here's what you're talking about.
In my day, when I was a little girl growing up in Queens, the plumber and the butcher could support his entire family working 40 hours a week. Now, when I lived in Phoenix, Arizona, I bore witness to mothers who worked full-time for minimum wage and could not support the family.
That's Sheila from Martha's Vineyard. She called us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post your comment on any conversation on the program at thetakeaway.org or call that number. Let's begin with the top stories. This morning, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, we learn, will travel to Myanmar, also known as Burma. Speaking from his Asia-Pacific trip, President Obama explained that the Secretary of State's presence could help speed up democratic reforms.
We remain concerned about Burma's closed political system, its treatment of minorities and holding of political prisoners, and its relationship with North Korea. But we want to seize what could be a historic opportunity for progress.
Obama also met with India's prime minister and the president of the Philippines on his trip. Former Philippine President Gloria Arroyo has been arrested, though, on electoral fraud charges. Arroyo has been fighting a legal battle to leave the country to receive medical treatment, but the Philippines' justice secretary insists that Arroyo's rights would be respected.
He will be treated like, you know, any other accused, but with respect for her rights as an accused.
Arroyo is accused of cheating to win a seat for one of her supporters during the 2007 elections.
In the U.S., Occupy Wall Street protesters took to the streets yesterday in a mostly peaceful nationwide day of action. Over 300 were arrested in New York. Thousands demonstrated around the city. Hundreds marched through Chicago's downtown, where 46 people were arrested. And people in Oakland, California, sat things out. They plan to demonstrate on Saturday in an effort to, quote, continue the national momentum. A Syrian official says Damascus has agreed in principle to allow an Arab League observer into the country. The Arab League suspended Syria's membership earlier this week over its deadly crackdown on an eight-month-old uprising. The UN estimates some 3,500 people have been killed during that crackdown.
Authorities have charged an Idaho man for attempted assassination of the president. Oscar Romero Ortega Hernandez allegedly fired an assault rifle at the White House last week. Failed brokerage firm MF Global may have transferred millions of dollars from client accounts into its own trading accounts. Regulators have been on the hunt for customers' $600 million missing dollars. They may have a lead. Those funds went missing weeks ago before the company went bankrupt. If the funds did end up in MF Global's own accounts, it would violate federal regulations.
European leaders meet today to resolve tensions over the Eurozone crisis. British Prime Minister David Cameron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel hold talks in an effort to stabilize the euro. Right now, Asian markets closed down. European markets are down as well. Wall Street expects a positive open when the bell rings in a few hours. Dow will start at 11,771. The S&P is at 1,216. The NASDAQ at 2,588.
Anita Hill's coming up in the program.
Anita Hill, as I said earlier, she's going to talk about her new book. And also, we're going to take a look at a documentary that follows an excavation trip. Back in the 1940s, in 1943, a group of Jews buried their possessions 6 inches under the ground so that the Nazis could not take hold of them before they entered a concentration camp. Only now did they excavate those. It's the largest excavation of valuable properties from concentration camp victims ever. And we're going to speak with the producer and the director of this very, very powerful documentary later on this hour. First, though, is the super committee doomed to failure at this point? Yesterday, South Carolina Democrat and a super committee member, Representative Jim Clyburn, said there's a 50-50 chance they'll succeed or fail. And he's going to join us in a moment to explain.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.